With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Now that the speech is over, President Biden taking his State of the Union message on the road.
The president will hold campaign events in Pennsylvania this afternoon and Georgia tomorrow. Donald Trump also will be campaigning in Georgia this weekend. With Super Tuesday and the State of the Union behind us, the general election is in full gear, heading toward party conventions this summer and Election Day in November.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. After last night's address, Alabama Senator Katie Britt called President Biden a dithering and diminished leader and warned of a bleak American future under his presidency in the Republican rebuttal. Also at SRNNews.com, another healthy month of hiring in February, a surprising 275,000 jobs were added, while again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. Last month's job growth was up from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. Heritage Foundation research fellow Joel Griffith tells the Salem Radio Network the report ignores a more telling figure.
The number of people employed dropped to the lowest level since May 2023. So you have to ask yourselves, well, how do you reconcile this? Both things are true. We had an increase in the number of jobs, but guess what? We lost full-time jobs.
The unemployment rate ticked up 0.2 of a point to 3.9%, but was still the 25th straight month in which it has remained below 4%. Authorities say a suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels set off explosions ahead of a vessel in the Gulf of Aden. No one was hurt in the suspected attack on the ship, which continued on its way. The Dow had 101 points, but the NASDAQ 31 points in the red. This is SRN News. California parents are upset about a secret LGBTQ club for elementary school students.
In Elk Grove, California, a teacher was allowed to personally invite all third through sixth grade classes to a new LGBTQ club he was starting. It was called the UBU Club and was advertised for all students, including those who are attracted to the same sex. Permission slips were not required, even though other school clubs required them. And parents at Pleasant Grove Elementary School were not notified about the club. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Republicans in Alabama have chosen Justice Sarah Stewart as their nominee to lead the state Supreme Court. Stewart was among the justices who ruled couples could pursue lawsuits for the wrongful death of a minor child when their frozen embryos were destroyed in a fertility clinic accident. The current Chief Justice is retiring due to age limits. This is SRN News. This year's milder winter weather has produced a sweet side effect, Rich Thomason reports.
Allowing some maple syrup producers to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup producing state, many farmers started production in January and February, the earliest any of them can recall. New York, Vermont, and West Virginia, among other top maple syrup-producing states, Vermont tops the list, producing more than 2 million gallons of the sweet treat annually. Rich Thomason reporting.
Researchers will observe how animals' routines at several zoos are disrupted during an April 8th total solar eclipse. The moon's shadow will sweep across North America, including from Texas to Maine. In 2017, a team noticed strange animal behavior at a South Carolina zoo. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.